I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. A new art installation with the theme Black Joy is Resistance will debut at Toronto's Union Station in the new year. Make Room Inc., an organization dedicated to showcasing the work of marginalized BIPOC artists, partners with Toronto Union and TD Bank for this Black History Open Call. The theme was born out of a conversation with Toronto artist, activist, and mental health advocate, Gloria C. Swain, who told Black Room Inc. that Black Joy is Resistance, according to Make Room founder, Trevor Dwells. The open call, which was held until November 8th, is for Black artists only. Its description states that the installation is for Black voices who have been ignored for far too long, who have been belittled by those who are themselves small-minded, and marginalized into boxes to comfort the gazes that are not their own. Today, Trevor Dwells joined CGRU to discuss the open call, the curation process, and what the city can expect when the installation is complete.
My name is Trevor Dwells. I am an artist, a design strategist, and the founder of Make Room Inc.
All right. And first off, for listeners who are new to Make Room, can you tell me more about it and how it started?
For sure. So Make Room Inc. started around 3 years ago. But to kind of go to like the origin of it, like 8 years ago, I was, I was an artist, kind of putting together like starter shows with my first job. I wasn't making much, so I was able to like, scrounge some money and just kind of like put on like events for my art. Eventually, I didn't have to anymore. Like years later, I was getting sponsorships. Like I was getting like artwork with like art exhibits with like 300 people showing up and like things like that. And I kind of looked around and I said, there's not a lot of people that look like me. And one of the things I realized too is that like I circumvented a lot of like the art practice. The journey that a lot of artists kind of go through with like, you know, going through the initial granting phases, things like that. Cause like when I started early on, I realized there was a lot of nepotism gatekeeping that was happening as well. Right. So you had to like know certain people, you had to, you know, play the game like as they say to kind of get a spot, right? So like there's a statistic that came out, only like 3% of like Black and Indigenous artists that are represented in major, there's only 3% of Black Indigenous artists that are represented in major galleries, which is a very low number. So with all that said, 3 years ago, I created Make Room Inc., which is a platform for BIPOC and emerging artists to display their work around the city, as well as create funding opportunities for them. So the way we started out was our first initiative, the Space Project, where I saw that like there's a lot of DIY galleries that had like, you know, like empty window space at night. So I created a platform where artists could upload their work and it gets projected on that gallery window at night. So we had like CSI Spadina right now, a remote gallery, Onyx Barbers, Worth Gallery. And then we expanded to more of a curatorial agency as well, where we partner with corporations to supply them with art and create like fair and transparent art practices for artists as well. For example, if you see, if you ever see a Make Room artist or like an artist that was supplied by Make Room somewhere, you know exactly how much the corporation paid for it. You know exactly how they got the opportunity. You know the jurors that were involved. You basically know exactly from like start to finish. That's like fully traceable. How the artist got that opportunity, and how the opportunities were, and the opportunity was very public.
Mm-hmm. It's also you mentioned Space Project. I was reading online. It's also mentioned that that the work that was displayed, it was kind of like helped the artist. You let them like display the work for free. So why was that important for you to kind of give them that that space to show off their work?
I think that artists they have to sell part, like in the current status quo, they often have to sell parts of themselves to like display their work. And what I mean by that's like, you know, pick out their trauma, especially if they're BIPOC artists. There's the countless times I've been asked, and I've heard other like my peers been asked, like, hey, could you relate this more to your Black experience, or relate this more to your like your Asian Canadian experience, or like those sort of things like that I keep hearing about. And I wanted one like when like a lot of art is like made at a loss as well too, like if you want to talk about the material, like, physical aspects of it. So I wanted to make it free for the artists to like show their work, just because they deserve that, right? Like they were put in the labor to create this thing, and who am I to charge them to show their work, if that's like especially what they want to do and they've already sunk the cost in.
So for the next installation, it's the theme Black Joy's Resistance. Can you tell me more about that?
So when Union Station approached us to do this, also they're amazing to work with. They asked us like what the theme we wanted to what we wanted it to be, and Gloria C. Swain was there. If you don't know her, she was an amazing artist and mental health worker, and a mental health advocate, and so like Gloria was there, and they were talking about resistance, and like I'm still here, and like talking about voices that are often silenced. And then I was thinking to myself that like, hey, like is there room for Black joy as well? And like, yeah, of course, that makes a lot of sense. And my reasoning for that is that I think that resilience is getting phased out, like the word resilience is getting phased out. Oftentimes when you talk about like Black stories, people talk about struggle, and people talk about and that struggle kind of relates to like rolling with the punches despite the status quo, right? Without actually changing the status quo, right? And so I thought to myself that like Black joy, despite the systemic barriers that we face, is resistance, right? Just being here is resistance. And then also, living and having purpose and being joyful is some of the most revolutionary things you could do as a person, in within the systems that we live in. And Union Station was very much for that. They really loved it. And it was I'm glad they were so open.
So with this theme, without spoiling anything for the installations, but right now, during your creation process for this theme, like what were some things that you were seeing from the submissions?
Oh man, this was actually very hard. We had three jurors, including myself. Two we're not going to reveal yet, just because like we're just finalizing the selection process, and to keep everything transparent, we want to not reveal like who the jurors are until everything is everything is set, just for confidentiality reasons, things like that. So a lot of themes that we were seeing. A lot of the things that we saw were very convergent themes, right? So, like, there are things around community. There are themes around. There's community. There was. There are themes around just like being like just like life in general, right? And like one of the things that we wanted to do was not have like I guess I call them like canon depictions of like joy, right? Stock image depictions of joy. We wanted to just like black faces smiling, right? Like you're in like a diversity magazine or something. Like we didn't want to do that. We wanted like at its core, like what is joy, right? And joy has many flavors. And I think like all the artists got that. I'm like safe to say all the artists got that, right? There was family joy. There was joy in black futures, black pasts, black presence. There was joy in just being rooted here, right? And like thinking beyond yourself. I think it hit the broad spectrum of what joy is, and it was It was honestly a pleasure going through all of these submissions. Yeah, I think without spoiling anything.
Yeah, I know that submissions were until November 8th. So, right now, when can we expect to see the unveiling of the installations?
You know, it's funny. We're actually going to send the artist that actually made the six panels. But we're actually sending them an email today.
Oh,
So,
okay.
yeah. So it's actually kind of funny what we're having this conversation and why I've been so busy, because they're kind of like adjudicating everything, getting all the checks and balances like signed off. Because like when you're working with corporations to put art in, you have to make sure that everything is that we're in sync with everything, right? Because it's their names on it as well too, right? Like in their space. So like we're yeah, it's a longer process, and it's a process that I appreciate though. It kind of makes sure that everyone's on the same page. Just to give you a little peek at like the back end process of this stuff. But everyone's happy with the selections that we chose. Everyone's super impressed with the selections that we chose. I'm super impressed by the artists, like all the work that was submitted, and I'm like extremely impressed with a lot of the artwork that has been selected. So like I'm very excited to unveil this. I think it's going to be unveiled I think like early February, if everything keeps on track, and it'll be up for about 4 months in the West Hall of Union Station, the West Wing of Union Station. Around 300,000 people walk past it every day, so it's going to be amazing. And more on that when we're ready to unveil.
Great. And how can listeners learn more about the installations before they're unveiled?
Yeah, so we will have a microsite up. We're chatting with Union Station about that as well, to kind of like show like the bios of the artists that were selected, as well as the artwork itself, and kind of like get a little bit more context on the inspirations and like the message the artist wants to convey, because that's something that we were really into, and we really wanted them to have a voice of their own, right? We didn't want to extremely like speak for the artists themselves, because we are just an instrument for their voice.
Great. And before we go, are there any other final thoughts you'd like to add?
Any final thoughts? No, I'm just super excited to be honest. Yeah, excited to do more of these things as well, right? So like we're like trying to partner with more corporations. We're talking to other corporations to like do these sort of like open calls, and like it's been really successful, and like working with station has been amazing. And I guess like if artists that are listening want to learn more about like Make Room and like the opportunities that are present, there's our website makeroom.me, as well as our Instagram at Make Room Inc.
That was Trevor Dwells, founder of Make Room Inc. and organizer of Black Joy is Resistance. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.